less of our faces than more of our faces.
I don't know why you want to see this face.
Curious, what's right now the approach with, I guess, when to use, how to use Jed if to get in the lineup or make sure that he's available off the bench?
Yeah, you know, Jed's had some injury issues of late with the shoulder and the play that took place in Cleveland. He's also come down with a virus, not COVID-related, but it impacted his day yesterday. I think he's feeling better today and available off the bench.
Is that something where, what are the defensive options? Is he a defensive option for you? Can you
he is. He still has the ability to go on defense. Again, you know, with some of the injury issues that have limited his field time, but still an option to be available to, if we have to use him late in a hitting situation, to insert him at first base or second base. I still think there's that option as well.
I don't think Vegas is lineup. Do you know if this guy is supposed to play right tonight?
Yeah, I think Stephen's in there tonight playing right field. You know, again, we're still in contact with him on the timeline and getting him an efficient amount of at-bats and making sure his body is feeling good before he gets here.
We've obviously seen Zach Greinke a lot over the years. What he's obviously had a great career, but what has kind of just always stood out to you just watching him?
Yeah, he's brilliant at game planning and executing it. He does a lot of that on his own. I was a teammate of his in 2011, locker mate, and watched him prepare for each start. He's a brilliant baseball mind, and not only that, I mean, just a great pitcher. So, you know, he utilizes and scouts on his own and forms his game plans and watches swings. His craft is amazing.
Favorite Greinke story?
Favorite Greinke story is he definitely goes to amateur games and actually scouts, writes reports, and the whole nine yards.
Amateur,
like college. I don't know if he's been a high school game, but I wouldn't put it past him. So.
Remember facing him in his major debut?
I do not. I'm assuming it was here in Kansas City.
Was it in Oakland?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, when he had 95 and 97 in the tank. You know, he's a different pitcher now. He's evolved. He'd probably say he's a better pitcher now than he was then. but always, when you make an out against Zach, from my standpoint, when I would probably made several outs, it was always, how did I miss that pitch? Or what was that pitch? Was it a changeup? Was it to take something off? So, that's the memories of facing Zach.
It seemed like yesterday Frankie was using the four-seamer a lot, and maybe this month has dialed back use of the sinker a little bit. Is there any particular, I guess, thinking behind that? Or is
I think just in general, I mean, from a standpoint of fastball usage, Frankie yesterday came out and established his fastball, got outs with his fastball, pitched in with his fastball. The confidence in terms of whether it's four-seam, two-seam, I think, we look at that in terms of a hitter's strengths. Sometimes in the majority of lineups maybe hit the four-seamer better than the two-seamer. So with Frankie having the ability to throw both, it might dictate which one he uses more. And then just in terms of how he's feeling with command of both. Sometimes, you know, the two-seamer can have more run than sink and less control of it, and he'll switch to the four-seam fastball. But we saw yesterday, I mean, he went through that lineup without kind of showing them his split and slider early, and then pulled it out late and had success with it. So,
how is he maybe different when he's relying more on the four-seamer than the sinker? I think he's been the primary, at least the most used pitch in previous seasons. When he's like throwing more four-seam, how is he different?
Well, I think that he elevates the four-seam a little more consistently, and it had life yesterday. I kind of talked about that. I mean, he threw it 99 miles an hour. So, you know, from a hitting standpoint, when you're concerned about, you know, the split, and you're trying to get the fastball up, and then it's a four seamer with life, it plays really well into Frankie's game.
I know Pache's not in it today, but what do you thought just of? I know he's been working on his approach all year, but just where he's at right now in terms of just his at bats that you've seen.
Yeah, you know, he's getting some at bats against left-handed pitching. You know, ultimately, I think that we're still in the process, or he's in the process of working through, you know, some adjustments that we feel will maybe make him more consistent.
Do you plan to look at anybody else, like in the ninth inning situations? You talked about it being sort of like a different situation than guys maybe have done it in the minors, but might be a little bit different up here. Are there more guys that you want to look at there? Or is it,
you know, I think at this point, you know, we're trying to give each guy the best chance for success. You know, yesterday I thought we aligned the two relievers in the ninth inning well. It just didn't work out. So, you know, I think we'll look at every situation individually and see, you know, if it makes sense to use someone that hasn't been used in that role.
Anything new on Danny?
Nothing. No updates on Danny right now.
Alrighty.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Me and you, Vince?
Yes, sir.
All right.